Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Pia Grunewald. I am a project officer from All Digital, and I'm really happy to be here at FOSDEM. It's my second year here, and my first year doing a presentation. And the reason why I'm doing this is to talk about our project on open adult education. In terms of open adult education, I should be clear that I'll give an introduction about our network and what we do. But in terms of adult education, we focus on upskilling and reskilling adults with little or no skills to be ready for the digital transformation. Just about what we do, so at All Digital, we support about 43% now of Europeans with insufficient digital skills. And we are an organization that started from the grassroots up. So we were founded a little bit over than 10 years ago by organizations based in cities like here in Brussels. We have Florian here with us today, who represents one of our member organizations, but we have member organizations all across Europe that work with really bridging the digital skills gap with excluded, disenfranchised communities. And they decided to form the organization after realizing that there's much challenges to be had at the European level on the bridging the digital skills gap. So they formed us in terms of, originally we were called Telecenter Europe, and now we changed the name to All Digital. We have different focus areas in terms of basic digital skills, employability and entrepreneurship, coding, digital media literacy, and STEAM skills for society. And a lot of the projects we do are Erasmus projects, some Horizon projects in doing these areas. Now, going to open adult education, I'll actually go to this slide here. So in 2017, in our member surveys, we realized there were a few challenges in that our members needed to find new approaches to teaching basic digital skills to different cohorts across the population. So it needed to be more modular and adaptable to address immediate needs. And we also wanted to take into account more mobile and open source, free and open source technologies and solutions. I'm sure, as you probably are aware, a lot of the digital inclusion sector got a lot of support from proprietary organizations, and that support has been cut a lot. But also proprietary organizations propose a big challenge for disenfranchised communities because you're locking people into a software right from the get-go, and many of our organizations are realizing that and making full transitions to free and open source technologies. And we need to create better training modules to address that need. And we also needed to focus on new digital skills and use digital different standardized frameworks like DigiComp Edu. At the European level, I mean, we're here in Brussels. We're not a strictly European organization, but there are various international frameworks being used in terms of identifying core competencies to teach digital skills and also to identify what skills are missing and lacking. So the Open AE project, Open Adult Education project, is addressed to teaching high quality skills and competencies to educators. And so we're talking about people working in digital competency centers, people working in libraries, so they can have a series of modules to train themselves in and also bring this to their end users, so adults interested in reskilling and upskilling. I'll go back down here. So we're developing a curriculum. We have a curriculum already developed, and we have a toolkit on open technologies that are mapped according to DigiComp Edu. So we use DigiComp as a area which we identify what skills educators need, and we use, and with our consortium that are a few organizations very adept in free and open source technologies, we identified resources and different modules and softwares that we can use to train e-facilitators or digital educators. We're about to start piloting with at least 10 e-facilitators in 4 different European countries using this curriculum and this open modular toolkit. and then we'll produce guidelines on transferability. So these are the project outputs again. And so we have the toolkit, and we're also going to use SlideWiki, if anyone is familiar with that, in terms of creating courses for educators and such. Before we started, and this is also one reason why I brought Florian here, is that one of the reasons why I really wanted to come to Fosterm is we wanted to raise awareness to the free and open source community, to developers, about what is the need to bridge the gap in terms of how free and open source technologies can better really reach the most vulnerable in society and the people who are most at risk of being locked into proprietary software. And we conducted desk research in all four countries where this project will be piloted in, so in here in Belgium, in Switzerland, in Spain, and in Italy, with e-facilitators understanding the challenges. And the results of this cultural and professional contrast between the two main effects: on one side, educators and the general public have superficial knowledge and awareness on open culture topics and resources. And on the other side, there's also lacking structural support and promotion that has pushed the creation of many networks and organizations to independently cope with this deficiency. And we really want to bridge that gap and promote that dialogue, and that's also why we're here today. And the main tangible effects that we can observe in the presence of this market is the huge number of free and open source technologies. Maybe Florian would like to speak about his experience and tell a little bit more about the organization here.
Hello, everybody. My name is Florian. My English is not perfect, but my ideas are simple, so I suppose it will be enough. I'm working with Max. It's a non-profit organization working in two poor parts of Brussels, Molenbeek and Anderlecht. And we are working in digital inclusion with adults and with young children. Why we are participating at this project, it's because we realize that the animators that are working with us, most of them, they don't have a low level of education. They have a basic education, but not always a good diplomas, and they have a lot of knowledge, but we realize that they can be very good animators because they know better the way of thinking of simple people of this part of the city, because they are simple people like me. I'm a simple person also, but it makes a normal relation with the people who are learning, and it's easy. So we have people also wearing, I don't know, comment tu dis, un foulard islamique? The Muslim person, the woman also, and this kind of things. We try to work with peers, but we realize that these e-facilitators don't have a big knowledge about open source way of thinking and the tools. It's not something normal for them. And so we try to take this opportunity to professionalize better the work they are doing with this kind of tools. And why we are choosing this direction, it's mainly for three reasons I want to share with you. The first one is it's about collective intelligence, that the people who are in the classroom have knowledge, they have competences, they have needs, and it's what we try to do is to understand the needs they have, but also to start from the power they have, to be open to the knowledge they have, but also to the way of thinking. That's the first thing, and I think that open source tools can help, especially to develop this kind of things. And the second thing for e-facilitators is that they're not always conscient about the tools they are using and the consequence about using these tools. So, for instance, we are still using Microsoft. We have two digital open space running with 15 computers and a connection. And we are in a network with all these open digital open spaces of Brussels are together in a network. And no, we are thinking about a curriculum, this mm-hmm. one, to propose this curriculum to all multimedia animators working in this field in Brussels. And so the second idea I wanted to say about the tools is that we would like to make possible a choice that the person knows why he's using these tools and if what are the consequences about the tools, because of course the tools will have an impact about the results, but also an impact on the end, on the one who's using the tools. And the way of working of these tools will not be the same way of working of private tools, of a private license. And to also, we think it's an interesting way of promoting the fact of working together, but with the use of the tools. I'm not sure to be very clear, but it's more to think, and it's the third ideas I wanted to share with you, it's to think about a culture of participation. And in a culture of participation, you found a lot of things in the FLOSS culture, as common work, to share the resources, not one person decide for the others. You have a lot of things who can be maybe useful for us. Voilà. That's it, and I give back the I had a question to everybody, yes, or to Pia.
And I'm very interested in hearing some questions from the audience, but one of the things we want to promote here is also the concept of free culture and collaboration and collaborative knowledge. So while Max, they sometimes speak very lowly of themselves and say, we still use Microsoft, we still use these tools, but the idea is also teaching people about licenses, teaching people about copyleft, how they can create their outputs to be open so it can be reused by other people. And they're excellent at that. So we want to share that open culture and make people realize that it's not necessarily strictly the end tools, but how you use them in your daily life. And if anyone has questions or comments or challenges, please raise your hand. We have a lovely assistant here who's going to send over your a microphone to you. Yes.
Hi. I just want to ask, you said you have your curriculum in SlideWiki, is that
yes.
correct? Okay. So if I understood correctly, what the curriculum you're currently developing is something like a train the trainers, is that correct? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of language do you have so far?
So this will be in English, French, Italian, and Catalan, a little bit also in Spanish and Dutch. And this is also one reason why we're starting to pilot in April, because it takes a long time to translate it in that many languages. And with the SlideWiki tools, once we have it closed, but once it's open, it'll be open for everyone to use the slides in their education. It's not open yet, but once piloting starts, it will be open as they release. So, and if you look at the OpenAE website, that will be accessible to everyone.
Another question?
Or comment? Challenges?
Okay.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.